Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and I'm so happy that you're joining us for the next hour. As always, we've got a great show lined up for you tonight, and we're always happy to be able to bring through messages from your loved ones in spirit. Of course, we also love taking your questions as well. We know that some of you have had your own experiences connecting to someone in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you have a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call us at the main number at the office at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Catherine Nadal, and she'll be joining us in just a moment, but first we have just a couple of quick updates. Our next live webinar is coming up on Tuesday, August 9th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And the title of this webinar is New Science Helps Explain the Afterlife. Where is Heaven? This webinar will be presented by Dr. Claude Swanson, and he is the author of The Synchronized Universe. Dr. Swanson was trained at MIT and at Princeton, and his theories explain non-physical phenomena in a logical fashion. He'll take us down a path that shows true science can explain the afterlife. So don't miss this webinar. You can sign up right from our website. And this is actually last call for our fifth annual Grief Transformation Retreat. It's scheduled for this weekend, beginning tomorrow on July 22nd through Sunday the 24th. We are back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. We do hope that you'll join us for a very healing weekend of presentations and mediumship. This is all designed to open your mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. I do believe that there is still room for a few more people. So once again, this is last call. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. Tonight, as you know, is Mediums and Messages, and all of our mediums who are guests on the show have been tested and certified through Forever Family Foundation, and we will be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes and taking calls, so just stand by for that. But let me introduce our guest for tonight. Our guest medium is Catherine Nadal, and she is not only one of the certified psychic mediums with Forever Family Foundation, but she's also a clairvoyant. And she specializes in coffee readings, which you can see a sample of up on our website. Catherine also participates in events for wounded veterans. And she's certainly no stranger to radio, including being a guest on this show many times. Catherine is the author of the book, Seeing More Than Clouds in Your Coffee, Stories of a Psychic Medium in New York City. And we are delighted to have her back on the show with us this evening. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's so good to have you back with us again tonight.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great. We love having you here. You know, I wanted to ask you about something that's a little bit personal, because I know that you wanted to share a little bit of your story with our listeners tonight, since you have had a recent loss with your dad's passing. Very yes. sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, and, thank you.
You know, and one of the most difficult things for all of us, and I'm sure our listeners know this as well, is when we lose someone close to us, you know, eventually we do have to go through their personal effects, you know, all of their belongings. Would you like to share a little bit about your latest family discoveries with us?
Yes. You know, it's interesting because just when you think you know somebody, you know, I spent most of my entire life with my dad, other than, you know, stepping out here and there for military missions and things. But towards the end, I ended up living with him to take care of him. And my mom died when we were in our teenage years, and she had not been well. So the stuff we knew about my mom was kind of surface stuff, where she went to school and some bits and pieces of her life. But we hadn't really formed the relationship like I did with my dad, because I had much more time with him. Mm-hmm. And going through the house, I came across things and pictures, and it was amazing because I was contacting family members saying, hey, guess what I found? And, you know, just yesterday I found some things from my mother's side of the family. Her father had written a letter just less than a week before he passed to his best friend in Long Island.
Oh,
and reading that, I said, I contacted my cousin. I said, that's it. We're going to get it together. We're going to sit in a diner. We're going to decipher this together. Because they had, it was a photocopy of the letter that the man who had received it had sent my mom. And it was after my grandfather passed, and he said, I kept the original copy, but here's a copy of the letter, and I cherish it, and it was 40-something years of friendship. And and I know when we get into that letter, it's going to reveal a whole other side of my grandfather that neither one of us probably would have remembered.
Yeah, oh my
so,
gosh, that's like treasures.
Yeah, like finding treasures. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And funny things, too. I mean, funny, like notes, you know, and just things that just pop up. I was sharing with Fran in the past week, my cousin from Arizona sent this wonderful email about a train and being on a train and how you go through life, you know. And literally days later, I came across the box with the letter from my grandfather. And in that was a handwritten, very similar, very small poem written by my mom about sitting on a train and people in life. And it was it was ironic. I was like, oh, wow. I was like the, you know, synchronicity in life here, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of exciting to kind of find things like that. But at the same time, it's also a little bit bittersweet, you know?
Oh, it's hard. It is so hard, you know?
It is.
Especially seeing stuff. You know, I'm a veteran. I'm still in the military. My father was in World War II. You know, I'm coming across things, you know, stories that I had heard, but pictures of guys he served with and his paperwork and stuff from the Merchant Marine, and he had coins from overseas, and it's like, wow, it's like, it's just fulfills all the parts of the conversations or the parts of the stories he just didn't tell. Yeah.
That's so
it's
exciting.
Amazing.
It's so exciting to find that stuff, you know. And I tend to talk about things like that, like the bits and pieces of people's lives, you know, and then at some point in time we get to put them together. But it's fascinating, it's interesting, it's exciting to find out.
Yeah, it's also a bit frustrating, Doreen, because now I have a list of more questions, and I'm like, nobody knows the answers.
I know, now you have to do your research.
Yeah, there's something else I
wanted to ask you about something else, because this is something that I always find so interesting. How each of us as mediums come to this process of mediumship, because we do so in so many different ways, you know. Now, for you, you were aware of spirit as a child, right?
Correct, yeah.
So how did that, tell us a little bit about what that was like for you to become
aware. For me, early on, I received a lot of information in dreams, and it was very, very clear. And I would say things, you know. In my book, I talk about how I felt that I had this, you know, the psychic ability when I was fishing with my father. But my parents were very religious, and they didn't really entertain a lot of this stuff. But there were specific dreams that were really foretelling. And, you know, some of them were difficult, you know. And I remember approaching my dad with this, and I said, you know, this is what my dream was. And he had this very concerned look on his face because it was very prophetic, you know. It was futuristic. And he didn't really entertain that. And later on in life, you know, especially in the past 10 years since I've been back from, you know, Iraq and stuff, he was very much more open to it. And I think because his health had had its ups and downs, and I had written the book, and he read the book, and he started to see on his own the other side, as many people described it. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because the stuff that I was telling him at a very young age was completely foreign to him, and he was almost defensive about it, you know, because it's not, you know, certain parts are not in the Bible. And I recently, as you say, going through his things, he kept notes, and he would listen to talk radio a lot, and he'd be writing things down about vitamins and things, and I found two or three pieces of paper. They were the back of envelopes, and he was writing down mediums he had heard on coast to coast.
I said,
this is great, because I work in Salem with Christian Day, and he on purpose stayed up to hear Christian during Halloween. I knew he listened to coast, but the other, and I kept all the papers, because now I'm like, I have to check out these other mediums that he that he listened to. But he never shared that with me. But the more and more I spoke, and I would say, oh, I'm going to go do a reading now, Dad. Even when he was sick, I said, you know, I'm going to go to the other room. I'm going to, you know, and he was like, go, because he realized how helpful it is.
Isn't that wonderful? So you really... You opened his mind to that. I think that's fabulous.
He had a complete 360, not a 180, a 360. I mean, from 9 years old to now 48. Yeah, definitely.
All righty. Well, we are going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Catherine, and we're going to be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or you would like to receive a connection to Spirit, give us a call here at the station. I'm going to give out the number one more time, even though our phone lines are lit up, 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. After-death communication is an accepted occurrence in many cultures throughout the world. But for many others, proof of this phenomenon is essential. And research shows that contact helps move people through loss and grief. The Sign Registry allows people to register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to specific loved ones. Contact the Forever Family Foundation at foreverfamilyfoundation.org or go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Catherine Nadal. Now, we are going to open up our phone lines. And before we take our first caller, I just want to mention that we do like to hear your voice on the air. So once we get you on the air, you can tell us your first name, or I'll ask you your first name. You can tell us if you'd like to have a connection with Spirit. Or if you have a question for us, we love taking your questions. Alrighty, so if you're ready to go, Catherine, let's go to our first caller. I believe we have Anne on the line calling in from California. Are you with us, Anne?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question?
I'd like to have a connection with Spirit, please.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
All right.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Anne.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. I just want to let you know that I get a very strong feeling around you, okay? I'm actually being drawn to both sides of your family right now, but I feel like I'm being pulled more to your mother's side of the family. And I'm actually seeing literally like going up. I'm going up. So they're actually bringing me up too. So I don't know if you have two women that are above on your mother's side, but I'm getting a very strong feeling of like grandmother. And I also feel like they're speaking about medicine, medical things, and I feel like this circles back to you. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. All right. And there's also like the literally, I'm getting a very big feeling of we're proud. We're proud of you. But it's more than that. There's a waving of the hand. It's like I'm signaling there's a lot going on around you right now. They're giving me the impression that this is a very important time for you. There's also a lot going on with the rest of the family that is here. And there's like, they're showing me literally like there's a lot of happiness, but at the same time, there's like a back and forth. So I don't know, they're referencing like a little bit of a back and forth, but I feel like this grandmother is pointing to you. She's also putting up the number two for me. That means you're one of two, or is that correct? You're one of two? There's two siblings here?
Yes.
Okay, good. She's also talking about the name is repeated, so I don't know if she's talking about her name was repeated or if someone has brought her name down somewhere else, because I feel like she's making a big deal out of A, like A, your name A, so I don't know if you're named after her or her name was repeated, but I feel she's very specific about this. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I know I talk a lot and I talk fast, so I'm sorry if you can't keep up. This all makes sense so far, correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. She's also talking about it's people are known. There's a sense of like we're known for what we say in this family, but it's talking about like how we say it. There's a very big like public speaking or a being with the public, and she's pointing to you for this. So I don't know if you're working with the community or you're known for what you're doing and you're getting the word out, but she's clapping about that, very in particular, clapping about that. She also talks, she goes back to medicine, she goes back to medical. I feel like she puts up images for me, like, let's draw like a family tree. She talks about one side of the family having more medical issues than the other. It's almost as if she's talking about one side of the family could be known to have had more circulation issues, which would be like heart or we would call it cardiac or vascular problems. Does this make sense? Because she's talking about this in detail.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
It does make sense.
All right. Okay. It's all over the place. It's interesting. There's a very big importance around you right now. She's like circling around you, and she's also going forward with that. So this is a pivotal time in your life, and I feel like you feel it because they're all around you. You're not alone. You understand this, right? You feel them. I feel like you feel them. And there's a sense of being guided, and it's also like guided by words. And it's not necessarily what you're writing, but what you're reading. I feel like if you were to pick something up, it's as if you can hear someone speaking through the book. You understand this?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a real gift. You must have the gift as well, because I feel very powerful around you. And I feel like there might even been some touches of that on your mom's side. Do you have any knowledge of that?
Yes, my grandmother.
Yeah, she's the one I'm communicating with here, because there's a very strong feeling here, and it goes back to values. It's not just how you were born, but it was almost as if why you guys were born. You understand that? There's a real sense of purpose with family. There's a purpose of creating this family and creating what you do, and there's a bigger impact to the life you're all living. And I feel like this grandmother is taking almost ownership of this. There's a lot of lineage here. It goes far back. I don't know if you know it, but she's giving me a European feeling, like I'm going overseas. So I don't know if that's where she's from, but she's showing me like an overseas connection here. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of pride, though. I'm almost saying, also, I just want to add this. I don't know if your family has something like a coat of arms, like where the name is from, but I would check that out, because she's giving me this feeling of that is an importance.
Okay, I'll have my daughter check that out.
Okay, wow. Good. I hope this reading was helpful for you.
Yes, it was. Thank you so very,
wow,
very much.
Wow, that's very cool.
Thank you,
I
Anne.
Love that information. Anne, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All righty. So we're going to go to our next caller. Our lines are so lit up right now. Okay, so let's see. I think we have Kathleen on the phone calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathleen?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like to have a connection with Spirit?
A connection, please.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. What I feel drawn to a man right now. I'm getting the sense of like I'm putting him up on a shelf, and I feel like there's a very big honor to this man. I also feel like I want to touch the top of my head. Either this person was known for combing back their hair, or they actually had a something related to their head. Does this make sense? Like either illness to the head, or they're known for slicking back their hair, but I feel like I just want to keep touching my head. Possibly that's what he did to you. Does this make sense?
He slicked his hair back. That's probably
it. Oh, good. Okay, because I feel like I can't stop doing it here, you know. There's a lot of admiration for this man. I'm not kidding you. It's not just admiration for, you know, the immediate family. This goes out, okay? This is somebody that was not a homebody. This is somebody that people still talk about now, okay? I almost feel like the name might be even in print. So I don't know if there were articles written about him or people know him or his name is on something, because I feel like he goes on and on and on. Does this make sense to you?
I'm not sure, but keep going.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know if something was written about him, or there's something going to be written about him, but there's something like a permanent feeling. So if he was included in a book, or he's known for mentioned in articles, but there feels like there's an importance to him. Okay. He also gives me the reference to what he did for a living. Okay. And he's giving me like he's showing me almost like he's putting his hand up like in a fist. And it's not like I'm going to fight you, but I'm going to fight for my rights. This is somebody that was really, I almost want to say, like, this is somebody that would stick up for everybody, either on a job site or in an office. This is somebody who's a leader. Does that make sense?
Do you want me to tell you?
No, just yes or no. I mean, just as long as...
Yeah, you can confirm for us how you understand it, sure.
Okay, but he was a leader, but I, you know... He didn't work in an. I guess he worked in an office. I don't want to tell you what he was.
That's
but
okay.
Keep going.
Yeah, that's okay. But you understand what I mean, though, okay? This is a very passionate person, and this person is like almost like very black and white. Okay, there's no like we're cutting corners here. Okay, and I feel like he's pointing to you, and he's pointing to other people. Okay, and it's a sense of like I showed you how it should be done, okay? And there's a sense of pride with that, okay? It's almost as if he's glad that other people, like, followed his example, okay? This is not somebody that is riding on difficulty, you understand?
Right. Okay, yes.
Okay, good. Okay. And there's also a very big feeling here. I feel like he talks about a woman, and he gives me the name with an initial M. So I don't know if that's someone in the immediate family. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah. Yes, very much so, yes.
All right, good. Okay, he's drawing hearts from me. There's a lot of love, okay? And he's not putting hearts all over everything. He's putting hearts in a very small circle, okay? Which means he kept his love really tight, okay? People, when he loves somebody, they knew it, okay? And it's not like he's throwing love all around New York or wherever he was from, okay? He's also showing me there's a sense of, like, I don't know, someone is either in building of houses or there's issue with pipes, but I feel like he's very interested in houses or what's going on right now. So I don't know if he's referencing something current day, but he's giving me a very big plumbing reference, and I don't feel like it's connected to him.
My brother's a plumber.
Oh, good. Okay, very good. Wow. He just threw up an initial J, so I don't know if that's somebody in this small circle, but he wants me to mention the J, okay?
Can it be his initial?
It's possible, unless there's another J, because sometimes they'll do that also. They'll throw out somebody with the same name.
Yeah, we have that too.
Okay, good. All right. It's so funny because he shows me the number 11. So I don't know. Sometimes they do this for their birthday or for the birth month or for the death date. I don't know what it is, but he shows me 11. Okay, so I have to repeat it to you.
Okay, 11 is the plumber's birthday.
Oh, my gosh. He's hysterical. You know, he really is honestly a really nice guy. But he's got a little bit of a tough outside, okay? And I think that's really, like, he preserved himself that way. Like, he didn't want anyone to, like, take advantage of anything. But when you got really deep down, there's a very soft center in there, and I think you guys all experienced that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
He's hitting the javel down, okay? When the javel is like, I'm in a courtroom kind of a thing. So he's very big on judgment, okay? And he doesn't like when people are unfairly judged. And I feel like he's hitting this javel down. So I don't know if people had some miscommunication or somebody had some questions on justice being done and stuff like that, but he keeps hitting the javel down. So if somebody was to be going through some question of miscommunication, keep following the truth. It's like I feel like I'm compelled to say that. So I don't know if somebody's going through some miscommunication or there's some kind of a question on someone's justice here, but he keeps hitting the javel down, and he's giving me the impression you know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about, but he's telling me you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
He's a really lovely man. I hope this reading was helpful to you.
Very much so. Thank you.
All righty. Kathleen, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. We've got time for maybe one more call, and then we're going to have to go to commercial break again. So I think we have Linda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi,
would you
thank
like to
you.
Have a Would you like to have a mini reading, or did you have a question for us?
Yeah, mini reading.
A little mini reading. Okay, turning you over to Catherine.
Okay. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Good.
Yes,
I just wanted to say that I have a strong feeling of a woman here. She feels like she's a sister. So I don't know if she's your mother's sister or a sister to you, but I keep hearing sister, sister. Does that make sense?
My mother's sister.
Your mother's sister. Okay, good. I'm also seeing a pack of cigarettes, so I don't know if she was the smoker or she was the one that lectured about smoking, but she's putting a pack of cigarettes back and forth in front of me. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's also talking about movement, and when they show me that, I don't know if she moved twice or there was a movement around the end of her life, but she's bringing up the movement around her. Does this make sense?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if they moved her from a house to a hospital or from a hospital to a house. I don't know what that is.
Okay,
but
she
that's
moved
the
from the house to a hospital.
Okay, all right, good. Okay, and she's also talking about not being alone, so somebody was there, and there's also like a thank you for taking care of me, and she also shows me like very beautiful penmanship. So I don't know if that was her handwriting or that's handwriting that you have, but she's talking about having this, she's showing me beautiful penmanship. Does this make sense?
Yes, my mother had.
Okay, all right, good. I don't know if it was your mother that took care of her, but there's a very big bond between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her and her sister, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's also interesting because she gives me a very, they call it systemic, but she gives me a systemic feeling, which means somebody that may have been sick throughout their whole body or something that might have went through the whole body. But she's giving me that feeling. And at the same time, she's a very private person. It's almost as if, like, you know, I don't want to reveal too much. There's a very big thing with her and privacy. And she gives me the feeling right. that you would understand that.
I do. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Is it also something about going through mail or going through her mail or something to do with her billing? I feel like there's a very thing, and I don't know if she's referencing that on her privacy again, but there's almost like a very big concern about all of her business or how people handle her business like that. She's giving me an impression for me to tell you that There's like events coming up for you. Like there's a busy time coming up for you. There's a sense of needing to get organized around you. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
good. Yeah.
Yes.
She's not worried about you. She's like clapping on the side. She you got it. She keeps telling me you got it. Don't worry about it. She gives me the sense as if she was a warrior in silence. And you may not be a warrior in silence. And she's giving me the feeling that from one warrior to another, don't worry about it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
She's funny, too. Yeah. Yeah. Very specific. She doesn't want to be miscommunicated, okay? And she's telling me that you're the same way. You don't want someone to say what you said if that's not what you said. You see what I mean? And she's saying it like that. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Sure, yeah.
Very good. Wow.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah. She's also a strong person, a little similar but different than your mom, okay? And she brings that up as well.
Okay.
She talks about the month of September, so I don't know if that has to do with what's going on around you this September or if September connects to her in some way. Does that make sense?
My birthday's in September.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Yeah, I would also, like she was talking about things that are coming up, I would also say that some of that stuff may be falling also in September, you know?
Mm. Could be. Well, I'm moving August 31st, so.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh,
all
there
right.
you go. Yeah. Busy
very
September
good.
If you're moving August 31st.
Yeah,
yeah.
Very good. Wow. Yeah,
you
well, all the best
excellent.
To you.
You were excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope
okay.
this reading was helpful
good.
To you.
Yeah, we're going to leave it there.
Thank
Linda,
you.
Thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope it helped a little bit.
It really did. Thank you.
Awesome. You're very welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Good evening.
Well, we are going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you might want to check out Catherine's website. You'll find her at dreamcentralstation.com. Okay? Dreamcentralstation.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, my name's Piero Calvi Parisetti, MD. I invite you to discover my video course on Evidence for Life After Life, a professional counseling resource for the bereaved and the dying.
Transform the fear of death, heal the pain of a loss by learning about life after life.
For more information and a free preview, visit www.drparisetti.com. That's drparisetti in one word.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Catherine Nadal, but before we get back to her and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help us. When you shop on the Internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step into your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us. And this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Bloomingdale's, Expedia, Home Depot, Nordstrom, Priceline, Victoria's Secret, and many, many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, so let's get back to our show. We have Catherine Nadal with us here tonight, and we've got time for a couple of more calls. So let's get to our next caller. I think we have Judy holding on from calling in from Washington. Are you with us, Judy?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you,
Doreen. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I would love a connection with Spirit. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Catherine.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Judy. Can you hear me?
I can very well.
Okay, good. All right. It's interesting because I feel like I'm looking at a lineup, and I'm seeing like almost two rows. And it's interesting because people are stepping up and stepping back. There's an interesting thing here because I'm seeing a pattern of a combination of family and friends. Does that make sense to me? Because I feel like they're saying like a lot of people that are past for you have been family made through a friend connection, and they feel that this is a very important message that I have to give you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
There's a very big feeling coming literally as the group speaking that you have really made an impact on people here and that you have stepped beyond where you thought you would have stepped. And you've gone into places and done things that have perhaps when you were a young child you thought you would never do. Does this make sense?
Oh, I think that may pertain to my family member, but possibly not me.
Okay, because there's a very thing about you, okay? So I don't know if you have helped other people with grief, but they're speaking about you, and I actually feel like this is coming from a man in spirit. He gives me the feeling as if he was your father or a father figure, and I feel like he's speaking about you as a child and about there's a sense here of being very humble, and also a little shy, and he's blowing you up 3-4 times the size of that now, saying that you have overexceeded like this shyness here, and you've been able to reach a lot of people. They're giving me the sense that you've helped others with grief, and I may be interpreting that wrong. Is this correct?
Well, I've had a lot of opportunities.
Okay. Because there's a sense here that you've been helping a lot of people. I feel like I want to speak more with this man. I feel like this man is waving the American flag. So I don't know if he also served in service or there's a military connection here or he's just being very patriotic, but that's usually the symbol I get for somebody that served in the military. Does this make sense to you?
My father-in-law served in the military.
Oh, okay. All right. And not your father?
Not my father. My son is in the Peace Corps.
Oh, okay. All right. And they're showing me the initial J, so I don't know if that's one of the two men's name or that is the name of someone in the family.
I'll write that down. I don't recall it right now.
Okay. And they also gave me the name Mike or Michael?
Oh, yeah, my grandson.
Okay, good. All right, very good. It's very interesting, though, because they're pulling you out again, okay? And there's a very big importance right now for what you're doing, okay? They're also showing me symbols that would say you are a teacher or you've done teaching, and there aren't many of you left. This is the references that I'm hearing from them, okay? So I don't know if you've done teaching or that's been part of your life work, But they're saying, like, there aren't many people like you left, okay? So you need to step away from yourself and look at everything you've done, because there's a huge impact here on what you've done, okay? They're also showing me stacks of books, and one of the men in spirit, I don't know if it's your father or your father-in-law, is very impressed by the education that has been happening in the family, okay? So one of these men is very tied to education himself. Does that make sense?
Only my son.
Okay, is he a teacher or an instructor, or has something to do with university?
He was a teacher,
okay,
and
all right.
He taught.
Okay, all right. I'm also getting a connection to someone's right leg, so I don't know if this was an ailment or this has something to do with someone in the family, but I'm getting a lower leg or a lower extremity issue with someone in the family. Does that make sense?
No, I'm sorry, it doesn't.
Okay.
Not the lower right leg. I wonder if you're reading off of somebody maybe beyond this call.
Okay. All right. So hang on to that, okay? Has there been anybody here that has, here in the living, that has been dealing with a lower extremity weakness? Because sometimes they speak about current events or things that are happening right now.
No one in the present. No one in life.
Okay. All right. So just hang on to that information. I've learned over the years, whatever I get, I give. Because it may not make the actual connection while we're on the phone, but it could when we hang up, okay? Someone is mentioning someone named David. Does this make sense to you?
No, it does not.
Okay.
I specifically called to try and connect with my son.
Okay. All right. And he's the instructor, the teacher?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if there's a very big sense of philosophy around him, but I'm seeing symbols for philosophy. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and I'm also seeing literally like as if he was writing a book or he had plans on writing a book, but there's something about publication for him.
No, he wrote a blog.
Oh, all right, and that was reproduced, so that would be a publication, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. He also, there's a referencing for, and I don't know, but I'm just feeling around California for him. So I don't know if he lived in California or there's a California connection for him. Is that correct?
Not for him. I used to live in California.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that was 40 years ago.
That's okay. I just repeat. So it's interesting, though, too, because he shows me the number three. So I don't know if he's one of three. Do you have three children?
No, I had two. Well, I guess one of three. Yes, I lost one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, it's very interesting, though, because there's this sense of people here, and they're stepping up and stepping back, okay? He's also talking about the way his hair was. I don't know if he has like almost as if it's a cropped hair or he cut his hair a certain way, but it's very specific to him, or he would be recognized by his haircut. So I don't know if he did like a military cut or a very short cut, but he's referencing the way his hair was.
Well, he used to cut his own hair with a buzzsaw thing.
Oh, good, yeah, because it looks military cut to me.
Yeah. Alrighty, I think we're going to have to leave it there, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope the reading was helpful to you.
Well, thank you very much, Catherine.
Thank you.
Judy,
thank you so much
for calling into the show. I hope that it helped just a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Alrighty, I think we have time for probably one more caller. We have Nadine calling in from Alabama. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Nadine. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Would you like to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
With Spirit, please.
Spirit. Okay. Going to turn you over to Catherine.
Hi, Nadine.
Thank you. Hey.
Hey. I just wanted to say that there's a huge circle around you here, and there's a huge circle around you from the other side, okay? And there's a sense of you're really not alone, and there's a sense of them knowing what you're going through right now. There's a very big, like, almost they're underlining that, okay? And they're going back and forth with me. It's almost as if they're all talking at once. So they're also referencing the past year. So things have been kind of up and down or very difficult for you, and they want you to know that you have not been alone. I don't know if your phone, there's been problems with your phone or there's the phone's ringing and then nobody's there. I don't know what it is, but they're referencing people talking about the phone acting funny or the phone doing things. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
All right, because it's very interesting, too, because I feel like there's mother, and then there's another mother, and then there's another mother. So I don't know if you had, like, two moms here, meaning, like, I have my real mom, and then my best friend's mom was like a mom, and so I really had, like, two moms here. I feel the same for you, okay? So I don't know if you had these two moms and then grandma, but I feel like I want to talk to the three moms. Does this make sense to you? Like another woman that would have been like a mother to you other than grandma. Does that make sense?
Not that I can think of this minute.
Okay, so you know mom and you know grandma, correct?
That's, yes.
Okay, so did mom have a sister? Because they're talking about the three women that are moms on that side.
Yes, yes, she
okay.
did.
All right, uh-huh. good. I don't know if one of them has an S because they just threw up an S for me. It feels like I want to say Sarah or Sally, so I don't know if that's one of their names or the S is just significant to the family.
The only S is my daughter.
Oh, all right, and she's here, correct?
Yes, she's here on...
She's here on Earth, correct. Yeah, that's right. Okay. And it's interesting, too, because I'm getting the feeling of there's distance. So I don't know if someone has moved out of state or there's someone in the family that's not communicating. But I get the feeling that this is coming from your mom, like talking about what's been going on in the family. So I don't know if somebody moved since there's been changes in the family. But
My mom's family lives in another state, and I just recently talked to her sister. That's the only thing.
Oh, all right. But you hadn't for a while, because she's giving me this feeling
correct.
Of this. Yeah. She's like a true
that's
feeling
correct.
Of this distance thing. Okay, good. There's a lot of information on what's going on over there, and I feel like she gives me the impression that you got to keep building that bridge or you got to keep that bridge going because you could be very helpful there. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they need the help or they need the support. She also talks about the small children, so I don't know if you take care of grandchildren, but she's talking about people in the family that have to take care of the small children. Your mother was really like a lovey-dovey. Does this make sense? I feel like she could have been like a nursery school teacher. I feel like children just like flock to her. You know,
that's true, but there are no children. There are no other children, though. Yeah.
All right. I don't know what the reference is. Might be coming up.
My daughter just lost the baby.
Okay. All right. There must be stuff coming up, okay? Because she gives me a very big feeling of, like, nursery rhyme. She gives me a very big feeling of, like, mother in the shoe. She gives me a very big feeling of, like, almost like, you know, a duck with the ducklings. There's a very big feeling there, okay? So I don't know if there's going to be another small children reference in the family or it's your daughter that she's referencing, but it's a very mother hen. There's a very big protection feeling I'm getting from your mom, okay? And she's giving me the impression that you have that too. Does that make sense?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so. It's very protective, okay? But there's also, like, a very big thing other than that that's going on, and she's giving me the impression that I don't know if there's something about your father's side of the family, or she's also referencing, like, the other side of the family. So I don't know if we need to keep the bridge going with that side as well, but she's almost as if, like, she wants you to keep all these pivotal connections together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And she talks about a Bill or a Billy. Who is that? Like a William Bill Billy?
I can't think of anybody.
Okay, all right, just drop these things down.
All righty, okay, I think we're going to have to leave it there.
Oh, okay. Oh, wish we had more time.
I know, we only have a few minutes with each call, but Nadine, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
It did. It was very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Wow, right, I can't believe how fast this hour goes. We are just about out of time, but I really want to thank our guest tonight, Catherine Nadel, for joining us this evening. Boy, Catherine, you were on fire tonight.
Yeah, I just wish I had more time. I'm trying to talk as fast as I can.
I know. So if anyone wants to reach you now, is the best way through your website?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so we've got dreamcentralstation.com. That's how you can reach Catherine if you'd like to schedule a session with her or if you want to find out a little bit more about her work. I want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you always to go to our website and check out everything that we're doing at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member or you can sign up for our newsletters. There's so much information there. Please join us next Thursday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light with your host, Angelina Diana. Be sure to tune in for that as well. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish all of you a wonderful evening and many blessings. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.